An inquest into the death of George Nkensho has heard that his cause of death was due to multiple gunshot wounds to the trunk. Mr. Nkensho was shot dead by an armed Garda outside the family home in Clonee, County Meath, last December. The inquest of the Dublin District Coroner's Court, which was sitting at the RDS, was officially opened this morning before being adjourned until the 14th of December. Our reporter Angus Cox is with us. Angus, take us through this morning's proceedings.
Well, Gavin, Coroner Myra Cullinan, she gave details of Mr. Nkensho's autopsy, which revealed that, as you say, there were multiple gunshot wounds to the trunk that caused George's death, and there were no other contributory factors. The Garda Síochána Cóin, the Ombudsman Commission, they're conducting an investigation into the death of Mr. Nkensho, and Senior Investigating Officer with GSOC, Stuart Duguid, addressed the inquest to seek an adjournment until this investigation has concluded. He said that GSOC's investigation is partway through and that he's looking towards the end of the year to try and conclude matters. However, he did say that investigators, they are yet to speak to members of An Garda Síochána Cóin who were present on the day of George Nkensho's death. And prior to adjourning the inquest for 6 months, so until the 14th of December, the coroner said she wasn't allowed to hear evidence until any other investigation is concluded. And she also pointed out there is the potential for the GSOC investigation to lead to other proceedings that could again potentially delay the inquest.
The barrister representing the Nkensho family also addressed the inquest, Angus. What did he say?
That's right. Sean Rafter, who's instructed by Solicitor Phelim O'Neill, was appearing at the inquest on behalf of the family. He said the family is fully aware the inquest must be adjourned and that the family continues to work closely with GSOC with regard to its investigation. He also said the family is urging the court to consider the specific circumstances of George Nkensho's death, as well as the broader circumstances of a young black man being killed by white police officers and the wider issues of policing, as he put it. He added that Mr. Nkensho's siblings, they were in earshot and eyeshot of the incident, and he said that Mr. Nkensho's death, it's going to resonate with families in similar circumstances elsewhere internationally, not just here.
There was a rally outside this morning inquest, and you also caught up with some of George Nkensho's family.
That's right, Gavin. There was a rally as the inquest got underway outside. Around 50 people attended that, and there were calls for a public inquiry into George Nkensho's death. We of course have the inquest, but that's what they were calling for as well. And after the inquest, which lasted around 20 minutes, members of the family, they addressed media, including George's sister, Grateful Nkensho.
This is a heartbreaking day for our family. A day we never expected to have to go through. The opening of the inquest today, a necessary milestone, but it reopens for us the horror of what happened to George on our own doorstep nearly 6 months ago. Our family want to thank all the organisations and individuals who have kept a spotlight on George's death.
That's Grateful Nkensho speaking to our reporter Angus Cox this morning.